If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Howard Tallman joins us. Hi, Howard. Hi there.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
I'm doing great today.
Good.
I am just so completely intrigued about you revisiting a column that you wrote from 2013, and you revisit this a couple times a year. I have to know what's going on, what I learned from my waitress. Talk to us.
Well, I think, you know, it's really interesting. I mean, part of this article was about the fact that you know, if you're not a lifetime learner, you're going to be doomed in this world that we're living in. And so I think that it's important to understand that we can learn from just about anybody and that there are important lessons from everyone. So this article from 2013 was about my favorite waitress at the Bagel, which is up on Broadway. And
what's your favorite bagel, first of all?
You know, mishmash.
Like the everything?
Everything bagel, for sure.
I'm a poppy seed girl.
and frankly, you know, I get them from New York Bagels and Bialy's on Tui. But the things that she does, and I mean, I wish that they would, you talk about teaching kids things. I mean, I wish that they would, you know, just tell every kid that these are three simple things that you should do. The first thing, you know, was repeat after me, which is, you know, these waiters and waitresses who come up to you with no pad and no note taking at even, the, you know, it's worse at the fanciest restaurants. And, you know, maybe they'll get your order right, or maybe you'll worry about it the whole time until your food comes. So the fact that people pay attention and make sure that they get your order right, the fact that people do what they can do. So, you know, these days prices are insane, but your wait staff has some control over this, and they can give you a little hand. And the last thing is, you know, everything is contagious these days. So happiness and enjoyment or depression and anger are there. And, you know, to have somebody come up to you who smiles and who makes it an experience for you that's a pleasant experience, all of this is something that, you know, we lose sight of. I mean, everything in our world is moving so fast. Everything is so, you know, oriented to, you know, craziness and things that it's hard. So sort of this fits in the category of simple pleasure. She does a really good job. She makes it clear that you're important, and she makes it clear that she's going to help you. I was just at Aunt Sather's for lunch, and you know, they make sure that my iced tea is perpetually refilled. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it doesn't cost much, but I'll tell you what, it makes for a great tip at the end of the, you know, at the end of the session, because they're paying attention. You know, they're taking care of you, and that's what so much of this is about. I want to say, by the way, you were talking about AI before, which is, I'm writing a bunch of articles on AI practically every week because the questions about it. But, you know, when you talk about voice talent, I want to point you to something called CRISP, which is K-R-I-S-P. And when you get a chance, you should check it out. It's a AI-generated interpreter that is for call centers. And here's the amazing thing that it does. It takes whatever your voice is, whatever your accent is, and it turns it into whatever you want it to be. So we're on the cusp of having to never have somebody again call us from Istanbul or from India or wherever and be completely unable to understand what they're saying when they're, you know, asking us questions or giving us information. It's a automatic converter. It also suppresses the noise. So this is going to be real important for half the world now that's working at home. But you can also be any persona you want. And it's, you know, when you talk about, are we going to have changes in our lives based on AI? You can bet it that it's coming. And frankly, it's here.
It is here. And that's why I feel, and I'm going to check out all your articles, because we sort of have to find a way to embrace it, don't we?
Yeah. I think that the two things that you hear all the time are, you know, about jobs. And the fact is, that it's going to augment and improve, you know, the skills of the people doing all of these jobs. And so they'll slide up the scale if they're smart. They, you know, the scut work, the basic stuff that nobody wants to do, that'll be taken care of. But the, you know, the stuff that requires creativity and requires, you know, all kinds of different skills, it's not going away anytime soon. But the other thing that's sad is we have kids coming out of school now, and they think that they're going to jump right into management and they won't have to do all that, you know, basic stuff. And the truth is, in most businesses, the culture is built by starting at the bottom and learning to pay attention to the details and doing the basics and learning every part of the business as you progress. And if you don't have that, I don't know how you build a culture. I don't know how you build an attention to detail and all the things that are really important later in your career to be successful.
And I mean, isn't that just your natural curiosity? Like when I started in radio many, many years ago, I wanted to learn every aspect of it. Editing, you know, I just wanted to absorb everything I could about the business.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and it's also how you learn from other people. I mean, one of the scariest things about work from home and about, you know, the 40% of the workforce that's now remote is that it's those water cooler conversations. It's watching and observing other folks. And if you don't have any of that, you don't learn. I mean, that's the truth,
and
it's really unfortunate.
You don't meet somebody to date either. I mean, honestly,
well,
younger people.
I mean, listen, that's a crisis. I mean, the number of lonely single guys and women, but guys in particular, is scary.
Yeah.
And it's causing all kinds of disruptions. And frankly, if you looked at these AI virtual companions and girlfriends and things, it's, you know, it's plenty crazy, and it's only going to get worse. So, yeah.
All right. Well,
we have a lot to watch for.
You're the entrepreneur. Let's come up with something like called the water cooler, and it could just be like a place for people to meet that work at home.
The truth is that what we need to do is do what happens in the real world, which is most of the business takes place before or after meetings. You know,
yeah.
It's like getting ready, or it's like reacting afterwards. All we have to do is keep the Zoom thing open and let people, you know, talk freely and openly between themselves and not have it in the structure of a meeting where everybody is hurrying up and saying, oh, we've only got 31 minutes to do this before the conference is over. It's those casual conversations that we have to create a forum for.
That's...
Now, you know, having said that, the other issue I would tell you is, unfortunately, Zoom also, you know, sort of primes the loudest voice and the most aggressive conversationalists. And
true.
As a result, you lose a tremendous amount of input and participation from the people that actually would be most valuable.
Well, speaking of running out of time, I have to hit news, but it's a pleasure talking to you, Howard, and I love listening to you every Tuesday with Lisa.
All right. Talk to you soon.